upon a time, there was a funny-looking old village away up in the heart of the mountain. The little streets were all crooked, and so were the houses, which, by the way, were just filled with dear little children. Now, on the very top of the highest mountain was a magnificent palace of white crystal, where Old Mother Goose lived. Every Christmas Eve, she gave a grand ball, and on this particular occasion, she sent a good fairy into the village with invitations asking the children to attend. They were simply delighted, for they had never known Mother Goose, only in storybooks. When Christmas Eve came, they arrived early at the palace, and as they entered the grand ballroom, they could scarcely believe their eyes. For there was Mother Goose, seated on a dazzling gold throne between two fairies, and in the center of the room was a pretty pond, filled with clear running water, which fell in colored sprays from a brilliantly lighted fountain above. Flowers of every description grew there, and tiny silver fish could be seen playing in the water. Then, too, sailing around on blades of grass were the dearest little fairies, with skirts of silken gauze, and so daintily transparent were their wings that they looked almost like handsome butterflies. The children seated themselves at tables around the pond, which were prettily trimmed and filled with good things to eat, Mother Goose telling them to eat plenty, and when finished, they might dance to the very bewitching music of fiddles and drums, played by a little band of fat frogs who wore bungalow aprons, because when they were not playing, they amused themselves blowing soap bubbles from queer little clay pipes that some good fairy had wished on them. The children begged Mother Goose to tell a story, and when she had finished, she signaled her favorite fairy, who waved her magic wand over a tiny pink rosebud, and instantly appeared little Cinderella, glass slippers and all. Then the fairy waved her magic wand over some little red berries on a holly tree, and immediately appeared Little Red Riding Hood, with her basket on her arm, filled with choice bonbons for the children. They were so pleased that Mother Goose summoned the good fairy again, and this time she waved her magic wand over a four-leaf clover. And my, in a twinkling, there appeared Little Goldilocks and the three bears. The children went wild almost when they saw the three bears, and some of them ran right up to the tiny baby bear and patted him on the nose, for he looked exactly like a darling little teddy.